Hello Parkside families, Mr Kelly here, proud head teacher of Parkside Community School, and welcome to the audio version of our end of half term letter. As we come to the end of another half term at Parkside, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank you for your continued support and to reflect on what has been a very positive and successful last few weeks within our school community. It's been a particularly productive half term and students have been fantastic in demonstrating a positive attitude towards their learning, high levels of engagement in lessons and a continued commitment to meeting our expectations. Across the school, we've seen students take pride in their work, contribute to school life and represent Parkside well, both in and outside the classroom. And this collective effort from students and staff has helped create a calm, purposeful and supportive environment where everybody can thrive. It's amazing to see how many praise points have been awarded to students this half term. Your children have been absolutely epic, so thank you. Year 11 exam update. I'd like to take this opportunity to really recognise our Year 11s at the moment who approached the examination period with maturity, resilience and real determination. They've made a really strong start to their GCSE examinations. And as we move into the final phase of that examination period, there are only a few more weeks remaining after the May half term. It is vital that students continue to attend school throughout this time as lessons and in-school support remain valuable, invaluable in helping them to consolidate their knowledge and address any misconceptions so they can really maximise their performance in the upcoming exams. Outlined recently in a letter by Mrs. Asher, we're going to continue to carefully manage study time on selective days, but students are expected to remain in school after their exams all of the times so they can really benefit from that programme of study. And we really thank you for your support. We're incredibly proud of the Year 11s and how they've conducted themselves, and we're confident that they will continue to do this and a really, really strong approach as they get to the end of their examination period. News for all year groups now on the return after the May half term is that we will be moving to our summer uniform. Now, during half term six at Parkside Community School, students have the options to wear elements of the summer uniform to ensure they remain comfortable as the weather becomes warmer. So this includes the option to leave their blazers at home now. They don't have to wear their blazers now until we return back in September, but these must not be replaced with hoodies or non-school jackets. The option is also available for both girls and boys to wear black tailored school shorts instead of trousers. And it's important that all summer uniform must continue to meet our usual expectations around smartness, neatness and appropriateness. So tailored shorts are permitted, but items such as tight fitting sports or lycra shorts or football style shorts, they are not allowed. And of course, we still expect ties and shirts to be tucked in. If the weather becomes incredibly warm, then of course we can move to a lax on the ties. But at the moment, the summer uniform requires all students to wear ties. Now, your support in ensuring students attend school in the correct uniform every day is greatly appreciated. Please do check our social media channels. We are continuing to strengthen how we communicate and celebrate the work of our students and staff. And other school, our school social media accounts are regularly updated with news, achievements and important reminders. They give a real insight into Parkside and encourage all families to follow us on those social media platforms. They're an important part of how we share our messaging about the school and keep our community informed. So looking ahead, as we come into the final day of this half term, it is a busy one, but we just take the time really to celebrate and really talk about the opportunities and the fantastic continued learning that we've had across all year groups. We're really looking forward to seeing your students return to us on Monday, June the 1st at 8:25, fully equipped, in correct uniform and shoes and ready to learn. But until that point, I just want to say a massive thank you for your support this half term, and I hope you and your family have an incredibly restful and enjoyable half term break. Thanks very much.